The Matanuska Susitna Borough is considering a change to how it funds education. A proposed ordinance before the Matsu Assembly would direct the borough to calculate funding of schools as a percentage of the property taxes it takes in each year, and it would set the rate for 5 years. The borough says it would do away with complicated annual calculations it uses now and provide a predictable amount for schools. The school district still gets the majority of its funding from the state, but that has lagged in recent years, putting more financial pressure on the borough. In spite of a growing student population, last year funding for the school district stayed flat. The proposal was up for public comment at this week's borough assembly meeting, and there appeared to be an even mix of supporters and opponents speaking out. Parent and business owner Dan Vinoy says he supports the proposal because it could make it possible to hire more teachers, shrink class sizes, and provide more opportunities for students.
That's going to be our future workforce, future leaders, future teachers, and everything else that these kids have the opportunity to become. I definitely think that it's something to see the value in being able to fill these teaching positions and actually have smaller classrooms, give them the opportunity to do these additional activities so that we can have a well-rounded person that comes out every single time.
Under current property value totals, the borough estimates school funding at the proposed rate of 6.25 mils would be nearly $58 million next year, an increase of a little less than 4% from the current fiscal year. The Matsu Borough School District has proposed bumping that figure up slightly more to a mill rate of 6.5. The ordinance would not add any new taxes, and the Matsu Borough manager has proposed leaving the overall area mill rate unchanged. But some testifying before the assembly on Tuesday night said the school district should not get more money regardless. That includes Lauren Means.
We just need to do a better job with what we've got. If we could just figure a way to take some of the top end expenses out and leave it down at the bottom where the rubber meets the road with students, there's not an overpaid teacher anywhere in our school district. I do believe we've got overpaid administrators and too many of them.
Public comment on the school funding ordinance is set to continue at the Assembly's next meeting on April 17th.